You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So Newcastle United have beaten Fulham 1-0 here in the Capital. This is Lee Ryder reflecting on a hard to describe what type of afternoon it was. It certainly wasn't a crazy game. It was a very frustrating game, really. And for me, it was a very tough watch, given what we've seen and grown to expect from Eddie Howe's team. I thought they were awful in the first half, and that's exactly what I put in my match report. Some people think that's a bit harsh, but I have to say, had Fulham been able to finish, then the game would have been done and dusted before half-time. There's no doubt about it. Newcastle were flat. They started the game slowly. Maybe a third game in the space of a week was too much for them. And Fulham were just creating chance after chance. And little wonder that Martin Dubravka goes down and Newcastle use it as a timeout, whatever way you want to look at it. Eddie Howe getting his players together and basically, you know, having a word. Looked like there was some harsh words being said there. He said afterwards he was telling his players to wake up. And that's probably putting it mildly, because we know, you know, Newcastle United are just much better than they showed throughout that first half. So a real tough first opening period. And then, you know, the second half, Newcastle did look a lot better. They looked a lot more refreshed. And really, if we're being honest, we'll have to improve going into the running, because that's clearly not going to get them into Europe, because one team they may face are going to turn around and, you know, dish out a hammering, because other teams will take the chances. And that's got to be the concern for Eddie Howe going into the next few games. I mean, looking back on the game, which we always do at this stage, and there's not too many goals to look back on, but I think really, for me, Newcastle did start to come into it a little bit at the end of the first half. Gordon having a couple of attempts at goal, but none of them were on target. I think actually one of them hit a steward behind the goal. Thankfully, he was all right. And Newcastle went in at the break with a lot of work to do. Second half, they were better. There's no doubt about it. Gordon forcing the goalkeeper into a couple of saves. Newcastle after that, though, you know, they looked vulnerable. Fulham continued to create. We got to the sort of hour mark. Things weren't looking great. Fulham still looked like they could win it. Fulham made a host of dangerous substitutions. And Newcastle looked like they were just trying to hold out for a draw almost at one point. And then obviously the moment of magic comes late in the game. But before that, there was also drama with Gordon crossing to the back post. Byrne sort of going up for the challenge. Looks like he fouls the defender, or did foul the defender in the eyes of VAR. And the goal wasn't given after Shaw had finished it. And that would have been very fitting had Shaw scored the winner in this game, because for me, he was Newcastle's best player at that point. And he'd been the one keeping them in the game, encouraging everybody, screaming at the defence at one point. So had he got the winning moment, then that would have been which he deserved. Wasn't to be. It got chalked off, and Newcastle had to go back to square one again. And thankfully, one of Newcastle's substitutes, Harvey Barnes, putting across, half cleared, and it fell for Bruno, and he hit it sort of into the ground, swept past the goalkeeper, and yeah, it was a magic moment for Newcastle. It was then just a case of how long could they continue to hold out, and eventually they did. They probably could have got a second goal, if we're being honest. I think Isak had an opportunity, but Longstaff put it over late on. But yeah, Fulham certainly had the chances, and it was a tough game. And I suppose you don't expect anything less against Marco Silva's teams. But Newcastle were relieved at the final whistle. They celebrated with their fans. Could be an important victory going into the run-in. But I have to be honest, I'm looking now at the Premier League table, and it's going to be tough. The run-in is going to be tough. And I think really now, if you think of those last seven games, they probably are going to have to win. Probably going to have to win, I would say, five of those games, to be sure. If Newcastle go and slip up somewhere, and West Ham win, or Man United win, suddenly the gap becomes almost a mountain to climb at this stage of the season. I know it's only 1 point behind. I know Newcastle have got a game in hand on West Ham. But at this stage of the season, there's that old saying, what would you rather have, the points or the game in hand? It's just so tight and so difficult. Plus, you've got Chelsea, Brighton and Wolves all just behind Newcastle. Look, it can be done. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be difficult. I think they need to get to 60 points at least. And to do that, then they're going to need to probably win at least four games and draw one and hope other results go their way. So there's a lot of work to be done. It's basically we're now feeling the harm of dropping points in those home games, you know, against Luton, Bournemouth, Everton. You know, that's 6 points that Newcastle could dearly do with at the minute, and you know that they're just not there, and that means that they're vulnerable going into the closing stages of the season, and they have got tough games to come. They've got Brighton at home, going to be very difficult. They've got Tottenham at home next. They've got Manchester United away. They've got Crystal Palace away, which will be difficult. They've got Brentford on the last game of the season. And they've got Burnley and also Sheffield United. Now, you know, if you're not beating Sheffield United and Burnley, then, you know, you really are in trouble and probably don't deserve to be in European football next season. But putting Europe aside, I think what Eddie Howe will be looking for now is his team to finish the season as strong as possible, pick up as many clean sheets, as many battling performances as possible. And that's certainly something that is in the grasp, regardless of what's going on with European places. I mean, the other thing with Europe is that, you know, I've heard a lot of talk that going down to eighth place, you know, could be a possibility, but realistically, for Newcastle fans, you know, where they were last season to where they are now, you know, it has been a drop down. We do understand it's because of injuries and getting used to playing in Europe. So, yeah, that's where Newcastle just are at this stage of, you know, as a post takeover club. Did have an interesting conversation with one fan on the way home about that Brentford game, and if Newcastle do take it to that last game against Brentford and they do snatch it, will there be scenes of wild celebration in the away end just for getting in the Europa Conference League? It would feel a bit different to get in the Champions League, I have to admit, but you take whatever you can get in football. And I certainly remember when Newcastle got into the old UEFA Cup in 1994. They played Sheffield United away in the penultimate game and they actually lost. And Arsenal also lost at home to West Ham, but it meant Newcastle were going to finish third, and the scenes of celebration were absolutely wild. So I guess there is every chance that that Brentford game could be a special day for the supporters. So that's where we are. Newcastle have won 1-0 here at Craven Cottage. They now head into a week of preparation for Tottenham, and hopefully another big atmosphere at home can lead to a big win and Newcastle closing the gap on those above them. But it's going to be tough. There's no doubt about that. Newcastle are in a tricky position, but they're certainly still in with a shout at Europe, and I think that's all you can ask for given everything that's happened this season.